Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you asked me to comment on the Jew face controversy that's going on. I think everybody could relax. And apparently, there's a couple things that have surfaced in the news that has made people a little uncomfortable. And so Bradley Cooper, fantastic actor, is apparently in a role where he plays Leonard Bernstein, gifted composer, musician. And in this movie, apparently, when he was filming in New York City, people saw that he had a nose prosthesis. Now, we're going to be talking about what people call quote-unquote Jewish nose, which is a horrible stereotype and completely incorrect and not medically founded. But his nose prosthesis, I didn't find any problem with. He's trying to look more like the actor. I do think his regular nose could have still been fine. And that's why there's some controversy. Did he have to be fit in a prosthesis? Well, let's take a look at Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren is going to be playing Golda Meir in an upcoming movie. Golda Meir, first female, thus far, I think, only Israeli female prime minister. And Helen Mirren has not only a nose prosthesis, but also extra facial makeup to look like Golda Meir. And so we have oftentimes in movies to try to look like a character, especially when you're doing a biopic, to change certain features. I think Matt Damon has worn makeup. I forget who he was playing where they altered his face a little bit. I mean, he's been in a lot of roles. And I'm trying to think of another role where they were playing a very well-known figure, but they wanted to change the facial features. And so, you know, I find Bradley Cooper's makeup and facial changes to be insulting. I did not. There is a very disgusting, stereotypical, anti-Semitic cartoon and multiple literature that was circulated during Nazi Germany, circulated years before, where they would try to brand somebody of Jewish faith with a nose shape. And noses will alter and vary with genetics. You have Ashkenazi Jew, you have Sephardic Jew, you have Jews of various regions, and yes, their nose shapes differ, just like Catholics, just like Italians, just like Greeks, just like, you know, anybody else. And so facial features, and I know, I understand, listen, I grew up with that, and, you know, I even heard Jews saying, oh, I can tell he's Jewish. Why? Well, because looking at his face. But doctors have even disproven the science behind there being a typical shape of a very beaky, humped type of nose as representing one single religion. That and group of individuals. So it's wrong. However, Bradley Cooper trying to do makeup to appear to look more like Leonard Bernstein. I mean, it was if his nose really couldn't fit and this prosthesis made him look a little bit more like when Leonard was younger, I'm fine with it. I don't think they were specifically trying to degrade a race, religion, group of individuals. Now, Jew face. Jew face is a term where a non-Jew plays a Jew in a role. This has been something that was brought up by, I forget the comedian. gosh, I forget the comedian who had brought it up. And this has been something in the news where you have a non-Latina play a Latin role, a non-Muslim play in a Muslim role. I think Jake Gyllenhaal got some criticism for being casted in a role where he was playing somebody of Middle Eastern descent. And so Jew face has come on as a term of that has been circulating as to why are we not using Jews to play Jew roles, roles that of Jewish individuals. So Golda Meir, could there be other actresses that could play Golda Meir? Absolutely. Do you have a lot of older Jewish actresses? You do. I mean, you have Barbara Streisand, you have that, but Helen Mirren is a fantastic, fantastic actress. And when I heard that she was going to be cast as Golda Meir, I actually found that beautiful. I was honored by that. I think Helen Mirren, one of the finest actresses you have out there, playing such a pivotal role, I think it's fine. So then the next question is, do we always have to cast an Italian for an Italian, or a Greek for a Greek, or a Jew for a Jew, or a Catholic for a Catholic? You know, and it makes it a little different because the Jews not only are a religion, but they're a race. But when we play a character, and look at what Shakespeare did. Shakespeare had male actors play women when, at the time, they didn't have enough female actors or they wouldn't use female actors. So playing in roles has been something that is always done. Does somebody who plays somebody on the Titanic have to be dead? Do you have to actually have a dead actor be the one who's playing on the Titanic? No. You know, I personally don't find any insult to that. But I do understand why there's a controversy where people fear that certain ethnicities are not being represented when you use somebody of a different ethnicity. I get why there's concern, but, you know, me being Jewish, I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem with there being a stereotype, and the problem I have is somebody accusing Bradley Cooper and the company of trying to make something that is a term we don't even use anymore. You know, trying to accuse somebody of quote-unquote Junos is, to me, insulting when they're trying to make themselves look like somebody who looked different. I mean, is somebody who's going to play Albert Einstein going to be insulted because the hair is messy, because they suffer from messy hair syndrome? So, I think we can all calm down a bit, but it is a conversation we need to have on why do we cast non-ethnic people for these ethnic roles. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you know, some of the parents have been a little concerned that school has already started. I love it. Honestly, I'm sick of my kids, and I had been. Now they're a little older, bored during the summer, playing video games, not getting jobs, not studying. So personally, I don't think summer should be 3 full months. I think summer should be shorter. Summer vacation and winter break a little longer, because I think it's kind of ridiculous that all this travel has to happen in 2 weeks during flu season, COVID, cough, cold season, and kids come back January sick, have to take off anyway. So personally, I'd like to see a longer winter break and a shorter summer break. But some parents are concerned because it's hot. So they could be in charge of their child's hydration, their child's sun exposure, but at school they're worried that there are, sports and PE and activities that might be exposing them to severe heat. So joining us next is Pam Nisevich Bead, who is a registered dietitian, works with Abbott, to talk to us about how to keep our kids hydrated as we still suffer a pretty hot beginning to the school year. Pam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Wow, well, such a great topic. I mean, I'm sweaty now. It is hot outside. It is hot. And we're mid-August. So hydration, obviously, you being a nutritionist, I think it's something that you see chronically where individuals just don't hydrate enough. Talk to us about your experience with hydration and dehydration.
Yeah, hydration is probably the most common question that I get from active individuals, from the athletes that I work with. From other parents, other marathoners, and hydration is really top of mind as we think through, well, obviously the heat that we're dealing with, as we're outdoors, as we're headed back to school and sports. And here's why. So 60 to 70% of our bodies are made up of water. And when we lose as little as 2% of that body weight from sweating, it leads to dehydration. It impacts our body's ability to function optimally. So we're starting to see symptoms like feeling tired, fatigued, dizzy, irritable. Maybe we're experiencing headaches related to dehydration. Kids show these signs early. If they're uncharacteristically tired, they're grumpy, breathing faster, maybe they have a flushed face. These are just a few symptoms. And, most people don't realize it, but a thirst is not the best indicator of when we need fluids. So if we're starting to feel just a little bit off, a little prematurely fatigued, a great strategy is just to take a break for hydration.
Mm-hmm. Or even hungry. Some people feel they're hungry, but they're actually dehydrated. My go-to for patients when
Absolutely.
I do feel patients are dehydrated is Pedialyte. I cannot thank Abbott enough for being there, especially for my pediatric patients with their rehydrating fluids. Talk to us about what are some ways to hydrate and not only just get your fluids in, but get your salts in.
Yeah, so one of the strategies that I tend to talk about is pre-hydration. So many athletes, whether they're young, whether they're old, we show up to a workout already in a dehydrated state. So we know that you're already at a deficit when it comes to optimal performance and health. So we want to back up that clock and think through what does our day have to offer us and how are we going to arrive prepared for it. And so if we increase fluids in the hours beforehand, that's a great strategy to arrive hydrated. And it doesn't necessarily need to be complex. So it could be adding in glasses of water. It could be adding in unsweetened teas. I agree with you. My go-to is that science-backed electrolyte drink, Pedialyte, because what we don't often realize is when we are sweating, we are losing fluids, yes, but we are losing electrolytes. And electrolytes are special minerals, so the sodium, the potassium, the chloride, and others that help our body maintain fluid balance, keep our cells working. So we've got to replace those electrolytes. My personal go-to as I train for marathons, as I go about my day, is Pedialyte Sport. So it's replenishing fluids. It's formulated to replace 5 key electrolytes that you may lose while sweating during exercise. Your kids might like Pedialyte Freezer Pops as they're coming in from hot activities. It's just kind of a refreshing way to rehydrate them, add in some electrolytes. If you're traveling, the Pedialyte powder packs are an easy add to water for that, fast, effective rehydration.
So true. We're speaking to Pam Nisovich Bead, who is not only a fantastic registered dietitian, but she also has, she's run over 27 marathons, author, written multiple books, including Fuel the Fire, a nutrition and body confidence guidebook for the female athlete. Love it. That, it's fantastic. So, you know, there, over the summer, we had some cases of people hydrating incorrectly with water, sadly, drinking too fast, too much, not with the proper speed. What do you recommend in terms of the hydration amounts and speed at which that's done?
Good question. So let's think through our day. So thinking through, first, how are we building our plate to include hydrating foods? So making sure we've got fruits and vegetables on our plates, the melons, the cucumbers, you know, the other fruits and vegetables, making sure that those are there because they're providing up to 20% of our fluid needs. When we are hydrating, you know, we've got to be adding in electrolytes because, like you mentioned, you can't just be adding in water because you're diluting your electrolyte stores, and that can be pretty dangerous across populations, whether you're exercising or you're not active. And the best way to do that, again, is with the right amount of electrolytes, like in the clinically backed Pedialyte. And then thinking through just making sure we've got fluids available and we're sipping on them throughout the day. Individuals always ask me, how do I know that I'm hydrated if I can't rely on that thirst indicator? So one of the easy tools that we use is, what color is your urine? So is that urine running like that light straw, that light lemonade color? Not too dark, not too light, is kind of a good indicator of you're in a good spot.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you're running and there's people on the sidelines handing you bottles, how do you know which ones to trust? Or are those individuals that you already know that are there at certain spots handing you your water?
One of the strategies that I talk about is, one, to have, you know, someone you trust handing you water, making sure that that water bottle is sealed, making sure that if you're actually racing, you're using the race-approved water stop. And I know I'm a really salty sweater, so my strategy is actually, I have someone meet me on course with like a 16-ounce bottle of water that's sealed, or they're, you know, they're a family member that I trust. And I actually carry Pedialyte stick packs when I run because I'm a very salty sweater. And I know sometimes my performance personally declines when I'm not replacing just those electrolytes. So I'm grabbing a bottle of water, I'm adding in a powder pack, and away I go.
I love it. I love it. So what else can parents and coaches do to keep young athletes hydrated?
Well, if you have an opportunity as a coach, as a trainer, to set up your practice early in the morning, later in the evening when conditions are not as intense, that can help with hydration. As you're talking to your athlete, make sure they're staying hydrated, right? Our kids forget, or they're opting for sugary, you know, solutions that actually slow down the hydration process. So talk to them about what are the appropriate choices. How are we hydrating before, during, and after that game, that, you know, that workout, whatever, and making sure we've got the right amount of electrolytes. So, again, we're losing fluids, we're losing electrolytes, we've got to add them back in. So as a coach, I show up with that 5-gallon, you know, jug of water, but I also show up with that 5-gallon jug of Pedialyte so that my athletes have options and I'm replacing what they're losing in sweat.
I love it. How can my listeners find out more information? Where could they go?
They can visit us at Pedialyte.com, and you can always find Pedialyte in the pharmacy aisle and the baby aisle at your favorite store.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back, and thank you and Abbott for all you do.
Thanks.
All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. People on the Hawaiian island of Maui bracing for what could be a devastating death toll as more than 1,000 people are still missing. Meanwhile, the top Maui emergency management official, who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island, has resigned, effective immediately. Former Attorney General Bill Barr rejecting the argument that it's unfair to try Donald Trump in court while he's running for president. Barr rejected the argument, saying you don't get immunity for 2 years just by saying you're a candidate. President Biden meeting today at Camp David with leaders from Japan and South Korea. White House officials say both countries and the U.S. will make a pledge at the summit to consult each other in moments of crisis. That meeting will be Biden's first Camp David summit for foreign leaders. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told with Maui that the death toll has risen to 106. Still, they have only, I think, maybe 30 or 40% of the area evaluated and investigated, and they're still looking and searching for individuals who are missing. We still have many more missing. Apparently, the governor has asked people to stop calling victims to see if they could buy their home or buy their land. They are looking at a moratorium on individuals trying to take advantage of the inexpensive Hawaii land that could sadly have their family members and pets remains on it. So back off, please. Nearly 2,000 housing units and security, as well as 402 hotel rooms and 1,400 Airbnb units available on Tuesday to house people who have lost their home. For those of you traveling to Maui, some of you have actually asked what's going on in terms of refunds of trips. And that's okay to ask. Don't feel guilty. I mean, you don't want to go and interfere with any rescue efforts. The governor has issued a proclamation asking you not to come for non-essential travel. So reach out to your airline. Some airlines are giving full refunds. Some are giving vouchers. Each airline has a different sort of protocol and rule in place. Most of them are allowing you to travel at a different time. One airline says you could go to the other islands, that they will allow you to move your ticket to the other island, no new change fees, no new additional cost to do a plane change. Even if the new flight is more expensive to go to Honolulu than the rate you got with Maui, some of the airlines are not going to add that extra fee. Others, though, are saying if you are going to use it, you got to use it before October or another date. So don't quote me on it being a general issue. Right now, I don't think we have any decrees from the federal government on what travel refunds need to look like. But the majority of the places are at least giving you vouchers to move your travel to a different date. And that could be going on now for months. If you are thinking, well, let's just wait and see what happens in September and October, if you at all don't think that you are going to be able to go there, really start looking into that now before anything changes in terms of refunds. So slowly power is being restored, cell tower service. Some residents are still stuck, and they are planning at least 36 weeks of direct housing, Governor Green said, for individuals. He said it might even have to go longer than that. Currently, 1,418 people are staying at emergency evacuation shelters as of Friday night. 2,200 structures have been destroyed, 86% of them residential. 222 displaced families have always found housing, but they believe that individuals are going to need at least 36 weeks of housing assistance. So we're going to keep you posted on that. But obviously one headline that is popping up is, why aren't people talking about climate change? Where is the climate change discussion? And I don't know if that helps or if it hurts. You know, this is one of the worst wildfires in American history, definitely worse in Hawaiian history, losing as many individuals that we have, and we still, the number is rising. All right, it does deserve a discussion on what went wrong. What I don't want is the climate change narrative hijacking what needs to be very honest discussions of what went wrong. There's going to be a lot of finger-pointing, a lot of blaming, a lot of lawsuits, but I'm starting to see reporters go, why aren't we talking about climate change? We need to talk about climate change. What happened in Maui was climate change. Well, yeah, and I told you how I feel on it. Living near the Grand Canyon, I happen to think that the Grand Canyon happened not since the dawn of hamburgers and the Model T car. I have a hunch that the Grand Canyon existed before then. We have mountains in our area that probably were created again before the birth of the hamburger and before the birth of the Model T. Are we, though, hurting our atmosphere? Are we hurting our environment? Yeah. Look at what's happening to our coral beds. Look at what's happening to our forest, our deforestation. I mean, there are things that, as population continues and we're breathing more and we have more individuals and higher birth rates, we're going to have food crises. We're going to have water crises. We're going to have endangered species. But what I don't want is a push for a climate change agenda that doesn't necessarily address some of the hard realities that need to be discussed. So, for example, when California had those horrible wildfires and tons of homes and people displaced, one concern somebody had brought up is, and I think because the power company, I think they were suing the power company, is the they because you couldn't deforest and move the trees and shave the trees away from the power lines were too close to the trees. Now, I love trees. I love saving trees. But are we not seeing the forest from the trees, or we're not seeing the trees from the forest, however that goes? If you aren't protecting, you got to see things in the long run. I understand wanting to protect trees, but if you're going to, you know, to save a tree, put a power line too close to the trees, now you have wildfires and you're killing multiple trees. So we need to understand that we have to do things for the future, but also things that make sense. And so with Maui, one problem that Maui had is it's exquisite. Maui's beautiful. Maui is an island rich with multiple biological ecosystems, with its plants and its insects and its scenery. But there's not a lot of room for infrastructure. When you go to Lahaina, it's one road. And that road is always back-to-back traffic. You can't just build extra roads, because otherwise you would be destroying, you know, the plant life. But the problem is evacuation was then more difficult. People were stuck in gridlock traffic, not able to get out. Now, mind you, during any natural disaster, there could be. But I live in an area where we have six-lane streets, let alone highways. Yet, you have a beautiful island like that. You need to protect the environment. You need to protect, but only one major road. Also, if cell towers and power lines try to be very sensitive to the beautiful ecosystems, they're an issue in terms of them being very stably placed and structured and buttressed instead of falling and possibly causing sparks. We still don't know what caused the fire. What people want to talk about climate change, and we don't know what caused the fire, the wildfires. We do know that there was a hurricane nearby to the south of the islands that caused horrible, horrible winds. We've been very lucky to have a mild hurricane season. They are expecting it to pick up soon. But if we are going to start saying, well, we need to fund this for climate change, we need to do this, we need to do this, you know, we are going to have some very honest discussions of, you know, what went wrong. You know, was it that we were too environmentally conscious, that we didn't realize that if people needed to evacuate or if people needed word that we were relying on sirens that were not working, maybe outdated, I don't know what the hell happened to the system. But I do believe that we do need to prepare for another big earthquake, for hurricanes, for flooding, for apparently the heat that these electric cars and our regular cars and the humans and the building is making on the on our lands and structures and concrete is causing changes beneath the Earth's surface, which can also affect. I get that. So we need to kind of be aware and you know, maybe not so much as call it climate change and, okay, invest in these companies, but we need to make sure we help whatever caused Maui people to die. Build back those systems and build them better. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams.
but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked, how are doctors differing in opinion when it comes to gender transitioning in kids? Why is there such a discrepancy when everybody went to med school, everybody has the same background, you have to pass the same tests? How could there be such a change? Well, I mean, I asked that same question with the Supreme Court. How do you have right justices and left justices? If the law is the law, the Constitution is the Constitution, yeah, you could interpret it, but dang, what a 180. When you look at two individuals of opposite political sides, interpret something. So, unfortunately, medicine, you would think, would not be that interpretable, but it's a science. So, you can look at the data as the glass is half full or the glass is half empty. Is not going to be immune to people having an array of opinions. I am shocked that anybody would entertain the fact that a fetus is not a living entity. Anybody going to medical school that understands the cell growth and the embryology and the formation of the heart, we have maternal fetal medicine because it is on the premise that we are trying to protect not only the mom but the fetus. And so I really hope we don't start having doctors go, well, actually the fetus is not alive till it's born. That's not, and I get the laws, some of the laws need that to be the case, but if a fetus is a living structure, we still need funding to help pregnant women, uninsured pregnant women, to help protect not only the moms, but the fetus as well. I mean, this is why we do ultrasounds. This is why we do testing. I need insurance to pay for the fetal testing that we do so we know how to protect the child when they're born. So, you know, I do think there should be less of a stark contrast in opinions, but I'm not surprised by there being opinions. Well, this headline made some people kind of turn their heads. A chief psychologist at, I'm trying to see which, I think it's UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital, is the director of mental health, Dr. Diane Ernsoft. And she apparently is chief psychologist at the Gender Development Center. And she says that kids identify as gender minotaurs. Now, I guess a minotaur is, remember, I guess in Greek mythology, it was a body of a man, but then he had a head of a bull. And I also don't know if that includes those where you have a body of a man and then the backside of a horse. I don't know if that's a minotaur also. I have to double check. But that is what she says. Some children identify as gender minotaurs, where their head is in one place and their body is in another. Now, if I had to describe to you what a child goes through when they have child dysphoria, not thinking their body matches what's in their mind. Yeah, that could be a very adequate analogy or metaphor for that. But does that mean, you know, is it as common as the media is saying it now is? Do we have a lot of children who are now starting to be confused because we're bringing up a topic that might make them go, well, wait a second, my friends are saying they are, maybe I'm not. I mean, again, I truly believe if somebody is gender dysphoric, they are gender dysphoric for birth. Just like if somebody is homosexual, heterosexual, LGBTQ+, that is something that they have always known and is a part of their being. But now that we're hearing, you know, 20% of Gen Z is in the LGBTQ+ community, that, you know, more kids are asking about it, is it that we really have a very large percentage of gender dysphoric children that were never diagnosed, that just decided to, you know, live in the body because they didn't have options? Or is it that some of them are going, wait a second, I don't know if I'm a boy or girl. I don't know. And I've had multiple conversations with parents on this. All right? When their daughter can't stand having a period, and I don't blame that daughter for hating having a period, does that qualify as gender dysphoria? Nobody likes having a period. being a woman sucked. Now it's amazing. But growing up, being a woman sucked. But does that mean you have true gender dysphoria? Remember, gender dysphoria is where you feel you are really in the wrong body. You're not supposed to have a penis. You're not supposed to have a vagina. And your mind is like, where is this? Okay, and it's a very true gender dysphoric patient that suffers from that. And it's tragic what they go through mentally for that. Is a very small part of the population. Most individuals, yeah, they accept, okay, well, I mean, when I first got my boobies, whoa. That was some scary stuff. Going from training bra to a B to a C. And then when I was pregnant, oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, that is frightening. And I was like, what are these? Do they belong? But that wasn't necessarily gender dysphoria. So Dr. Aaron Saft says that children can identify as gender hybrids, which include a gender minotaur. So she says that she's actually published a list of terms called the gender affirmative model in which children have described themselves. One of these was a gender minotaur, where one gender on top, the other is a different on the bottom half. And she also describes gender Prius. A gender Prius is a child who looked like a boy at the front, but had a long braid tied in their hair with a pink bow. I thought we were getting away from pink, though. I thought we were getting away from the stereotypes of long hair and pink, which is going to be interesting, because if some people are using those as metrics to determine if a child wants to be a girl or boy, just because somebody likes the color pink doesn't necessarily mean they are gender dysphoric. Just like I've had male friends that have had long hair, and they'll braid it, they'll put it in a ponytail, do a man bun. Just because you have long hair doesn't mean you're gender dysphoric, unless in the 80s all these cover bands and metal bands were, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm learning as we go. There's also something called a gender smoothie, which is a variation of being gender fluid. One teenager described being a gender smoothie as you take everything about gender, throw it in the blender, press a button, and you've got me a gender smoothie. So what does this mean? Well, does it mean that all these individuals need hormones? Does it mean they need surgery? Does it mean they're not going to have children? If you're a gender smoothie, I'm thinking you might change your mind about fertility. You might actually still want to have a baby. Just because you are not 100% on what gender you are, or that changes, that doesn't mean, you know, you might not want to still have a family. So it's interesting, but I expect the numbers to rise the more these things get talked about, and you know, the more I think kids might start to question or become confused. 1-877-DOCVELLY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.